Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're doing a deep dive into a place in South Africa, the Escort Golf Club. Our source material actually calls it a South African gem.
Right. And our mission here is pretty straightforward. Figure out what makes this particular club special, really local, and what good things, what benefits it brings.
Yeah. And we're basing this on info from the Golf Day Buddy app website. They have a section on golf courses and travel. And this club, it's been going since 1906.
Exactly. 1906. That's more than just a number, isn't it? It tells you this place is a real fixture in Escort.
A fixture how, though? What does that long history mean for the area?
Well, it suggests stability, you know. In a region where things can change, having an institution around for over a century, it becomes like an anchor, both socially and maybe even economically. It's part of Escort's identity.
Okay, so let's unpack that local character. The review on the Golf Day Buddy app site talks a lot about the scenery. How does the course itself connect to, like, South Africa?
Oh, it definitely does. It's set right in the KwaZulu-Natal region, and the course design really uses the landscape. Think amazing views.
Like what specifically?
Well, the source mentions the Drakensberg Mountains. Apparently, you get this incredible panorama from the eighth hole.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not just mountains. Players actually see local wildlife. The review mentions antelope near the 12th hole.
Antelope, just wandering near the fairway.
Seems like it. It really ties the golfing experience directly to the natural environment there. It's quite unique.
Does that ever cause issues, you know, wildlife on the course?
The source doesn't mention problems. It frames it more as part of the charm, part of what makes it special. And look, this isn't just some unknown local spot. Big names in South African golf like Gary Player and Ernie Els, they've been there.
Ah, okay. So it has national recognition too.
Definitely. It suggests the club is seen as, you know, a quality place, maybe even a good training ground for golfers.
Which implies the course itself must be pretty challenging then.
Oh, absolutely. It's an 18-hole course, and the review highlights strategic difficulty. You've got changing elevations and water hazards that demand real precision.
Any standouts?
Yeah, the fifth hole water hazard is mentioned specifically. It sounds like it's kind of infamous for, well, collecting golf balls.
I bet. So it's a tough course. Scenic, historic. Let's switch gears a bit. What are the actual benefits? If you're part of this club, what do you get? It can't just be about the challenge.
Right. The Golf Day Buddy app review touches on this too. For members, there are some clear perks. We're talking things like getting priority for booking tee time.
Standard stuff.
Okay. Standard, but important. Plus, exclusive events just for members, annual dinners, that kind of thing. And importantly, access to professional coaching lessons, clinics to help improve your game.
So good individual benefits. But what about the community? You mentioned it being an anchor earlier.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. The club runs junior golf programs. They're actively trying to get kids involved in the sport.
That's great.
It is. And they host charity tournaments. The money raised goes back into the Escort community, helping local schools and health programs.
So it really plays a role beyond just golf.
Yeah.
It connects back to that 1906 founding, being part of the town's fabric.
Precisely. And it's not just for locals or members. The review points out benefits for visitors, too. Booking seems straightforward online, apparently.
Good to know. And places to stay nearby.
Yep. Mentions a couple of local hotels, the Escort Inn and the Royal Hotel Escort. Makes it easier for people coming from out of town.
And they encourage visitors to do other things too, right? Not just golf.
Absolutely. The club seems to position itself as sort of a gateway to the whole area. The review suggests visitors check out hiking in the Drakensberg or wildlife at Giant's Castle Game Reserve.
So golf is part of a bigger South African experience.
That seems to be the idea. What's really striking, I think, is how this club leverages its local setting, the history, the environment, not just to be a nice place to play golf, but to build something valuable for members and the community.
Yeah, that sums it up well. The Escort Golf Club, based on what we read on the Golf Day Buddy app site, it's this blend of natural beauty, challenging golf, and real community spirit.
Which leaves us with a thought for you, the listener. If one golf club, maybe one you hadn't heard of before today, can be so deeply connected to its local place and people, what other local spots, maybe historical places near you, could be playing a similar vital role that we just don't always see?